Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Every time I talk to Russell Patterson, I said, man, how's your day today? And he said, well, I'm meeting with some of the companies, and these companies are doing what we're suggesting they do, and some of them are putting in this wellness program. And again, now, sometimes you'd say, man, this is just too good to be true. In this case, it's not. It's a no-brainer. If you're a small business owner right now, the Big Beautiful Bill has a stipulation in it that if you set up a wellness program in your company, then you can save $100 per month per employee on your payroll taxes, and the employee takes home more take-home pay. So it's a no-brainer. How do you do it? Consult with the Patterson Tax Service. They've already got the company set up to do this with you as well, so you're going to love that idea. It's Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. To our guest lines, happy solid purple Friday this week, Scott Ryan. A little purple out. How you doing this morning?
Hey, yeah, Mickey. Happy solid purple.
Yeah.
Orange. Hopefully we'll do all purple and not that orange and purple combo.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Nonsense. Yeah, that's bad. I hope you're doing well. I'm gonna make you jealous today, right? Because I know you love knowing where I'm at, and you've learned a little bit along the way, and you've gotten some history involved and all that kind of stuff, which we hopefully inspired you and your listeners to travel around. But today I'm gonna take a personal shot and dig it in a little deeper into the crawl for you today, because we are in this is our final day, or tomorrow we leave tomorrow, but we've been here all week in Bandon, Oregon.
Oh, which, my word.
To the layman, they may not know what I'm about to say, but I'm a long par five away. It's a long par five, but I'm a par five away from Bandon Dunes Golf Resort multiple golf courses here, including Bandon Dunes, which is probably the most famous, Pacific Dunes, and a couple of others, and a par three course, which they call Shorties, which I think is great. They dub it the most beautiful par three course in the world, which is pretty cool. The golfer Mickey Plyler is jealous today. That's for sure.
Oh, so jealous! They got five. My buddies just got back. Five unbelievable golf courses, and then the par threes. They're doing a great job with that one too. So now, will you get out to Bandon Dunes Resort and look around and check things out there?
Oh, yeah, I checked it out. I didn't play. I didn't bring my clubs, and I know that sounds crazy to the non-golfer, and you would have brought your clubs if you did this course, did this trip, but I didn't bring clubs, and I have this weird thing about golf in that, and I'm not nearly as good as you are, but, I can get around the course and not embarrass myself, but I can't imagine playing golf, no matter where it is, without my own golf clubs. Is that weird? Is that weird for a golfer to feel?
Well, the other thing is, if you did it, on some of the courses, you got to have as a single, you can probably get on somehow, but like you got to have like a 2-year waiting period to get on one of these. And the other thing you left without several hundred dollars in your pocket.
Yeah.
Because band is expensive, man.
Yeah, I did check that just to curiosity, because I knew I'd be talking to you about it. It's today. Now we're in November now, so this is, I would assume, off season. And because I did go over and kind of walked around and went to the clubhouse and went to the little pub that they have there, and which, you know, that's an experience. I mean, all that's an experience by itself.
Oh, yeah.
But it was it was $160 to play Bandon Dunes, which
really?
I think is the premier course. Yeah. Yes, it would have been yesterday. Now this is midweek,
right?
And all that kind of stuff. So. But I didn't play it, but I saw a bunch of people doing it, and here's the cool thing about it, and I appreciate this about it as a golfer. I didn't appreciate it as a non-golfer wanted to see more than what I saw. You can't, because there's no roads through the courses. Now you get to the clubhouses and all that kind of stuff,
right?
But like the courses are so tucked away back in the dunes and up against the Pacific Ocean that you can't just drive by, hop. I thought I was like, dumb me. I thought I was going to drive by, pull over on number three, hop out, walk out on the fairway, and take a couple pictures. No, you can't do that. It's tucked away back there.
All right, let me give you one thing you got to look at, though, before you leave. They have a thing called the Punch Bowl there, and it is a putting green. It is a 100,000 square foot putting green. 100,000 square foot. Do you see this?
I saw it, and I didn't know it was called the Punch Bowl.
Right.
And I saw it, and here's the crazy thing. they had some construction tape up or construction fences at the end of it. I think they're making it bigger.
No. They're cramped.
They're smaller. They're doing something to it. I think they're making it bigger.
Yeah, I mean, 100,000 square feet, that's just not enough room for putting green. You got that thing's just, that's just swamped through all that. All right, Scott, let's go over, since we last talked, Clemson had it was bizarro world last week. What were your lasting memories of a 20-19 victory on the road at Louisville?
Well, I said at the time, I believe it. I've been, I'm 50 some odd years old. I'll leave it there. But I've been a Clemson fan and, I can remember things, 45, 46, 47 years, somewhere around in there. And in those 45, 46, 47 years, I've never, ever met an ugly win. I hope I'll go to my grave and never meet an ugly win. But winning is more fun than losing. But that's about the Mendoza line right there. We kind of hit that point, that tipping point of winning, losing. Beyond that, it was. But here's the thing, Mickey, what are we, 11 games in or whatever we are into the season or about to be, that's who we are. I mean, if we're going to win the game I don't know about tomorrow, but if we're going to beat South Carolina, it's going to be like we beat Louisville. It's going to be that way because we're not a good football team. And so good football teams can only beat teams by looking the way we did and or the other team throwing up on themselves, which is what Louisville did and what South Carolina's capable of doing next week. We'll talk about that next week. But that's the way you got to win games. It's got to be part miracle, part beyond description, part Louisville being stupid, part, you get a break here or there, the ball bounces the way you need it to bounce. That's what you got to do to win games. And so that's what it was. But man, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of them in my day, but that was one of the strangest wins. I think Dabo had a great quote at the end of it. He said, and he didn't directly say it, but he talked about the when you lose games and you rush for 200 and pass for 200 and you lose games, and he's done that in his career. This is like the opposite of that. When you do nothing you deserve to do to win, but you do win the game. So it's like it's the way the yin hits the yang.
I was critical, and tell me if I'm being overly critical, and I'm not overly critical, but was this fair? On the goal line situation where on third down you hand it to Peter Woods and he fumbles it. And the next play, what I've been critical of Cade Klubnik is that the other 10 players heard the play call. Garrett Riley calls a play call. The play's going to go to Adam Randall. You got Woods as a lead blocker. All other 10 guys heard it that way. Instead, Cade tries to hand it to Peter Woods. There's a 50-50 chance I'll hand it to the right guy. He handed it to the wrong guy. But my major criticism is, did he think after fumbling one time they would give it back to Woods? Like, and how could you make that just boneheaded? That would call it a brain fart. I mean, this is stuff that, again, 8-year-old quarterbacks in midget league football are handing it to the right guy. Like, is that too much to ask, Scott, that we hand it to the right guy, 50-50 chance here?
Well, that's a great point. I hadn't thought through it in that regard. What I will say is, and that's why Clemson's going, I hope, Clemson is going to the portal and we'll get a quarterback in this offseason. The game, and we've talked about this on our Friday segments, the game of college football and coaches' destiny and program destiny is so dependent upon quality quarterback play. You don't have to be Trevor Lawrence, but and with the Georgia quarterback's a good example of that, right? I mean, he's a guy. He's not Trevor Lawrence, right? But the guy makes the right decisions, whether it's handing it to the right person, which is probably the minimum expectation, right? that's your low bar. But more importantly, putting the ball where it needs to go to the people that it needs to go at the time that it needs to go to. And, you know, we just, you know, Cade, for all of his athletic, and boy, he's got a great arm, and they continue to showcase that from time to time on those, I don't know what they call those throws when you're on one hash and you throw it to the other hash on an out pattern, but we do that about three or four times a game, and he zips the ball out there. That throw looks like Trevor Lawrence, right? I mean, that's a nice throw that he makes. But there's so much more to the game that being a great quarterback on a championship team is, and we just don't have it, and we're not going to have it before the end of the season, and we'll have glimpses and spurts of it and plays of it, and maybe even – if we get lucky, we'll have a whole game of it. But long term, it's not. And I hate that because, you know, not everybody can be Kay Klubnik. I mean, not everybody can be Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson. But I don't need that. I need something different and better than what we've gotten from Kate at times. And that's the reason that we're not going to the playoffs this year. That's one of the many, but that's the biggest reason. I think, you know, we could make the argument that this is a team that could be in the top 15 if it had exceptional play at quarterback. I believe that. I don't think it's a championship team because your defense stinks. But it could be good enough to get to the playoffs, but it's not because you just don't make the right decision sometimes at quarterback. And that's where we are. So we got to go to the portal and get one.
Yeah, the simple decisions through that. Tomorrow, Military Appreciation Day on a beautiful day in Clemson. Scott, I know this is something we talk about that we take a lot of pride in. No one does it like these folks. I've had four guests. I got a Brigadier General coming in this morning in the studio with us, one of our honored guests, which is really cool. But no one does it like us, and I know it's very close and near and dear to your heart.
Yep, it is, and I want to I wish everybody tomorrow one of my favorite days in Clemson. I might miss tomorrow being in Clemson more than any other game that we've had this season. You know, I didn't care to go to the LSU. I mean, I would have gone to the LSU game if I was in town. But I mean, I didn't long to be at that game.
Right.
I'll miss tomorrow because that is the one game. Even me, and I know we disagree on this. I go out at halftime. You don't agree in that. I stay in at halftime
right. Once
a year. For what that is. And I do want to mention real quickly, and I always call him Cicada, John Cicada. I don't know if it's Cicada, Cicada, Tomato, Cicada. Tomato.
Yeah.
Okay, Cicada, there you go. He deserves a tremendous amount of credit for getting the ball rolling. It's a great way of you get something going, and then other people make it better, and you make it better, and then other people make it better, and it just snowballs. And, you know, John's a big part of what will be tomorrow, starting that many years ago against Georgia Tech back in the 90s, I guess it was, or maybe early 2000s. So I will miss it. I will – you can't get that on the radio. Don Munson can't describe what happens tomorrow on the radio. So that will be something I miss. I'll try to watch the videos and all that kind of stuff. But Clemson Nation, I know, will be in their purple. We'll wear our purple watching the Tigers play, and then you know, I might go over and put on that big punch bowl in my purple Clemson shirt tomorrow, and just to make you a little bit more jealous.
With purple Furman, purple Paladins coming over as well, so that would be
yeah,
very interesting for sure. I'm looking at the map right now, like where you're going to be next week, and I'm guessing you're headed south. I'm guessing you're headed to Northern California, and man, I've got to think you got some beautiful places there for sure. So.
It's funny we talked to some local merchants here in Oregon, and we, you know, they asked what we were doing, and we told them and all that kind of stuff, and we told them where we're headed next. And you're right, we're about to change states. And they're like, well, look, it's almost Christmas time, so get your Christmas shopping now here in Oregon. I said, well, okay, well, what's the big deal? I said, because once you get into California, you see their sales tax, you'll drive back up here to Oregon to buy your Christmas presents.
My my sister was in Pebble Beach one year, and there's this great restaurant that they're at, and the person wants to know where they're from. And like, and by the way, this is on, you know, 17-mile drive, and it's one of the most beautiful places on earth, right? And she said, we're from South Carolina. He goes, oh, I'd do anything to live there. It's like, what are you talking about? He goes, oh, we've screwed it up so bad here in California. I'd do anything in the world to go to live where you live. Like, well, you live in Pebble Beach, man. Like, you live in this place. Yeah, but we've screwed it up, man. We have screwed it up. Anyway, I can't wait. And you're going to spend, I guess you're spending several days, if not weeks, in California. So I can't wait to follow that trip as well.
That's right. California got screwed up. We screwed up Clemson football. But, hey, everything can be fixed, right? Everything can be
fixed. I hope, buddy.
We're going to fix it.
I hope. hey, well, just tell me, Yosemite is on there, right? Like, you don't go where you're going without going to Yosemite at some point in time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can't do all this.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
That'll be worth the sales tax. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk some Clemson, South Carolina, the great in-state rivalry when we visit on Black Friday next week.
I can't wait, Mickey. Happy Friday, Military Appreciation Day. You'll have a great week, and go Tigers.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Reimer going to talk that with us for sure next week. Short break. We'll come back. When we do, Josh Williams has Missouri, Madam Chairperson, and Oklahoma thoughts, Southern Cal, Oregon thoughts, Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech thoughts. He's going to tell us about the number of national championship contenders that are out there and maybe some look-ahead lines over dogs and underdogs and tell us how we did last week. That's when you return for more after this.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reeds.com.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/sports.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. Upcountry Fiber at upcountryfiber.com. I'm on their site right now, and I can tell you that Upcountry Fiber does a tremendous job. They do an awesome job when it comes to your high-speed internet. Get the fastest internet available, secure, reliable phone line connections. See their pricing plans, so affordable. You're going to love that. Go on their updates page to see where they are and if they're in your neighborhood right now. And I told you the story many times now that my neighbor who lived in Greenville that had Upcountry Fiber moved to our neighborhood. We don't have it yet. And he's like, man, these internet companies are terrible. I went, well, yeah, that's what we're dealing with here. So get in touch with the good friends, Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com for a stronger solution in the five upstate counties. To our guest lines again, where Josh Williams joins us, going to talk some ticket counts and sharp money and what Vegas thinks. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
I am well, guys. I hope you are.
I am, depending on how I did last week. Give me the news. How did we do?
Split.
All right.
I think Duke just needs to kind of be on the permaban list for everybody. I mean, there's these weeks that they just look like they've never played football before. Yeah.
How does that happen?
Last week was one of them.
Yeah, we're talking about Duke here. Let me give you this quickly. Duke, the same team that got routed by Illinois 49-19 and then gets beat by Tulane, and then they go and look good against Clemson, they look good against Cal on the road, and then they lose to Georgia Tech by looking bad. They lose to UConn, even on a two-game losing streak now. Everybody thought Duke was such a great team, and now Duke's 5-5. Unbelievable. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously South Carolina was an easy win for you. Sam was also a split, easy win with Utah, and Pitt was not really in that one with Notre Dame. And I flipped around my 3-1 from the prior week to a 1-3 with Georgia Southern being the only winner of the bunch.
Ouch! Ouch! All right, let's do it. Let's begin this week. We've got Missouri headed to Oklahoma, two ranked teams, ABC at noon, and almost a touchdown, a little below that, maybe 6.5 is the latest I've seen with Oklahoma being favored, and now having to win two home games to go to the college football playoff.
Yeah, obviously big win for Oklahoma last week on the road there at Alabama, and it sets up that they win these next two home games, which looked daunting earlier in the year, not as much now. They'll make the playoff. But this one, yeah, it's mostly 6.5 now. It was 7.5 last night. It took the plunge, but earlier in the week it was actually up in that 9.5 range. So, despite basically 2-1, ticket count on Oklahoma, Missouri's gotten about 2-1 in terms of money. So the respective money lights the underdog, and it's a pretty low total. It's only 42.5, so that kind of makes sense. Taking the points above a touchdown there. But if you look at Oklahoma's offense, I mean, in SEC play, they played six games. They've been outgained in four of them. including the last 2 weeks, they, you know, Tennessee outgained them by over 100 yards, and Alabama outgained them by about 200 last week. But they've had that defense has just kept them in it. They've had game-changing plays that have just flipped games around, and the offense has done kind of just enough for them to, you know, have close wins. And obviously that kicker, if he doesn't win the Groza, I don't know who does, but he's been a weapon. But Mizzou is good on defense. They're fifth in havoc. They're seventh in pass rush, so it's not going to be an easy task there either. And then Mizzou offensively, you know, there was kind of some news this week that Kubula was back at practice. You know, will he play or not? And, you know, he's listed as doubtful, so I, you know, it looks like he's not, which honestly kind of makes sense that, you know, if you got a guy coming off an ankle injury, you probably, and his mobility is a little bit limited, you don't want to have him come back in this first game against that Oklahoma pass rush. But so the Rezolars again, you know, it's a really kind of one-dimensional Missouri offense, go on the road and have success against this Oklahoma defense. You know, it's a tall task. You know, Ole Miss did have some success on the ground against Oklahoma, kind of running tempo. Can, you know, can Missouri replicate that? They've got a better rushing offense on paper. But with the lack of quarterback and passing game, really kind of do them in. So it looks like a low-scoring kind of slugfest, and just kind of which offense can limit their mistakes enough against these good defenses.
Southern Cal and Oregon, huge game. 10.5 is the latest I've seen here up at Outson.
Your Trojans, they're on the road. Haven't done well on the road, but this is they are staying in the Pacific time zone there. But you know, this thing early in the week was in that 7.5 range, and so the ticket count's pretty even. A little bit more on Oregon, but we're over 60% on Oregon. So the bigger respected money has definitely laid it with the Ducks. You know, Maiva, the quarterback, he hasn't obviously played as well on the road. He's been much more turnover prone. But, you know, if you look at this Oregon defense, you know, their weakness is the rush defense, and teams have exploited it all year. You know, and on paper, they have the number one ranked pass defense. But if you look at the list of teams they've played, they've only played two basically top 50 pass offenses. Rutgers is actually the highest ranked at 26. Indiana's just inside the top 50. But, I mean, Oklahoma State, Northwestern, Penn State, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, all ranked outside the top 100. So I think there are going to be some matchups that USC can exploit. You know, they're coming in with the eighth-ranked pass offense, and obviously, you know, great overall. They're able to run it, too, even despite some of their running back injuries. So I think they're going to be able to put up some points. But defensively, you know, Southern Cal, they're 130th in line yards, 128th rushing success rate. I mean, I think Oregon's just going to line up and be able to do whatever they want running the ball. So, you know, I think there's going to be enough points both ways. You know, I guess if you made me pick, I'd probably lean toward laying it with Oregon. I think they ultimately win by double digits. But I think there's USC's going to hang around enough if they can limit the turnovers and to be able to put points on the board.
I'm going to tell you now, I'm making a pick. Well, I'm not sure yet. You might can talk me out of this. Georgia Tech laying 2.5 to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's going to shut the run down, but Haynes King will hit big plays in the passing game like all teams against Pittsburgh do. Give me a little thought about the Panthers and maybe an ACC play-in game. Maybe, but Pittsburgh has Miami next week, but Tech can play their way in with a victory against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Georgia Tech's a winning end. But yeah, this line stinks a little bit, I mean, to be honest. Been 2.5 all week. You know, it's been one way action on Georgia Tech, 4-1 ticket count, 2-1 money. It's the time that it has maybe slipped up to 3, it's immediately snapped back, so it's just sitting there on that 2.5. But yeah, like you said, strength on strength, Pitt's rush defense against Georgia Tech's rush offense. You know, Pitt's done well containing mobile quarterbacks. You think obviously Castellanos and Carr last week, two of the more high profile games they've had, you know, those two mobile quarterbacks only combined for 19 rush yards in those two games. So I think obviously what they can do. Obviously, Haynes King's going to have more than that, but, you know, can they limit him? Like, on paper, it says Pitt can. You know, and offensively, really, with the freshman quarterback, Heinschel, he really struggles versus pressure, obviously. And last week, Notre Dame had 22 pressures on 41 dropbacks. But Georgia Tech really can't, you know, they really don't get after the quarterback. They're outside the top 110, basically, in pass rush. So, I don't know. This line kind of stinks to me. I think, you know, Georgia Tech's been playing with fire all year with these close games and comebacks. I think Pitt's definitely live in this, but I don't know. Maybe Georgia Tech's just kind of a team of destiny, and they're destined to make it. But this line kind of stinks a little bit.
Well, to me also, you think about it and look at it, it's a it depends on what the referees – because Pittsburgh's going to grab you, you know, in the secondary, and because they're going to give up big plays there. But I think Haynes-Key's got enough. And also I think the atmosphere, I think, man, that place is going to be rocking in one of the biggest games they've had in many years there. All right, you want to get into this. This is interesting. Number of national championship contenders. How many teams can win this thing, Josh?
So if you – we'll put it this way. If you and Sam and I are sitting here doing a national championship draft, so to speak, and you give Sam goes first pick and he's got Ohio State, and you've got the second pick, who would you take?
Either Georgia or Indiana. I got to pick one. I'd go Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the second choice for me would be either Georgia or Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's climbing in my thoughts. Their offense is obviously what Love does is something nobody else in the country could do right now. I'd give you that.
Yeah, he should be getting more Heisman. I mean, honestly, I'd give him Heisman over any of these.
Yes, I would agree. I totally agree.
Another
with that.
Story.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
But yeah, I mean, overall, yeah, I mean, you think true? Can they win it? Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Notre Dame, I guess A&M. And then I'm kind of on the fence about Texas Tech. I think that's about it. I don't really believe in Oregon. I think, you know, Ole Miss, Oklahoma would be.
I agree.
Ripe for a round one.
Sam, give me your thoughts on this. So give me again, Josh. You're saying Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, you said, Georgia, you said, and maybe Texas Tech?
Is that Notre Dame? I think five.
Notre Dame. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm kind of on the fence about Texas Tech.
All right, Sam, how many teams can win the national championship in your mind?
If I'm being honest, I don't think anyone's going to beat Ohio State, but I would say probably Ohio State, Indiana, because they're good both ways.
Yeah.
Georgia seems to be rounding into form.
Right.
I would probably go Notre Dame, but at the same time, there are still questions about the defense because they haven't seen a team like they saw early in the year, and they haven't been tested since then, really. And then maybe Texas Tech? I don't really think A&M. I don't trust Marcel Reed in the playoff game. Maybe I'm alone in that. I don't know if I can trust Texas Tech's quarterback play either. So yeah. I would say probably four, and you can pick whoever you want that fourth team to be.
That's a good point. Look ahead, Josh. What do you have on me? Look ahead next week.
Yeah, real quick. On Friday, Georgia 12.5 against Georgia Tech. That game at Mercedes-Benz. A&M 2.5 favorite there on the road in Austin. And then Saturday, kind of the rivalry games of note. Bama 6.5 at Auburn. I think that's kind of interesting. Miami 7.5 at Pitt. Potentially be a big game for both there. Louisville 6.5 at home over Kentucky. Oregon going to Washington, laying a touchdown. Ohio State 12.5 at Michigan. Oklahoma 8.5 favorite there, hosting LSU. Tennessee 4.5 favorite early over Vandy, and Clemson now 1.5 in Columbia at South Carolina. And this was when these came out Wednesday, that was 2.5. So yeah, taking a bit of money on
that'd jump the fence. I feel like there. Let's do this now. Overdogs, underdogs. Sam, overdog. Who do you have?
I will take BYU as a 1.5-point favorite. At least that's what we had in our contest. I don't know where that's at right now. I can't imagine it's moved much.
It is 2.5.
I'll take him at 2.5 as well. Right. I'm cool with that.
BYU, 2.5-point favorite. Josh, your favorite? Your overdog?
Man, I'm going back and forth between Notre Dame and JMU. I'll just with both of them. JMU, 13.5, Notre Dame, that's a huge number, but, man, lacrosse guys playing quarterback again for
he's terrible.
Notre Dame probably wants all style points they can get.
Give me Cal laying 3.5 to Stanford in the game tomorrow night, 7:30. Cal's a much better football team than Stanford. Underdog, Sam, who do you have for me?
Skip me. You go first on the other dog because I don't know.
All right. Josh, he's going to skip. He's going to pass. He's going to come back
I'll
to
come
him.
Back.
UTSA. UTSA, 2.5-point dog at home against East Carolina.
Oh, I don't know, man. I like it. Well, it's in San Antonio. Give me NC State tonight, 6.5. Florida State finds a way to Florida State the thing up again. They'll drop balls. They'll fumble it. They'll find a way to lose tonight. Give me NC State catching 6.5. Sam, under?
I don't like it, but I can't find one. Give me Josh Hoover. I'll take TCU as a 1.5-point underdog.
Furry.
If he's playing, I'll go with it.
Furry. Hey, Jed, want to know thoughts tonight quickly, Josh, men's basketball, Clemson against West Virginia tonight quickly?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go to that tonight. Looking at it a little bit yesterday, both slow-paced teams, neither shoots it particularly well. That looks like a game that doesn't get out of the 60s to me, tight game.
Give me a first-hand report from that one, for you'll see that tonight. And then are you going Sunday maybe?
No, I'm not going Sunday, just going tonight.
Okay. All right, well, give me a first-hand report of that Clemson and West Virginia tonight. Let's visit next Friday, man. We've got some Black Friday and some rivalry games to talk next week.
Yeah, man, you guys have a good weekend and good Thanksgiving next week.
You too, for sure. It's Josh Williams breaking it down from Vegas. We'll take a short break. Our ReedyLanco.com's hunting and fishing report right after this.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Hey, Clemson football fans, there's a lot going on in Seneca, just 10 minutes from Clemson. You need to come on in and check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show in downtown Seneca. It's absolutely free. And you can go ahead and sign up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K coming your way March the 14th, 2026. You want to know what's happening in Seneca? It's so easy. Follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events or our website at www.seneca.sc.us.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Lowcountry Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. Lowcountrymale.com.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at ClemsonAreaChamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 and Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well-staffed. We have a team.
It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
I love it, Sam. Friday, in a good mood, with some good music, getting ready for the weekend. In the promo yesterday, I told you, it's already the weekend. It's 6 o'clock on a Friday. Time talking sports. We love it. So
quick week.
It's Friday. Next week, you know, we got four shows we're going to cram. Five we're going to cram into four. So we're looking forward to that. This is the last show with you, though. All right, before I get to our ReedyLandCo.com hunting and fishing report, first, let me tell you about Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSA.com. Let Mark and Amanda take care of you. They can do an incredible job. It's our great friends over at Prime Lending. Look, get three estimates. The rates are going to be best with these folks, and their customer service is going to just knock your socks off with how they do their business. They'll handle it. You're going to love it, love dealing with them. It's easy to remember, whether you're refinancing, remodeling, or if you're talking about any kind of any kind of new home buy, it's primelendingsc.com. Before I get a Hunting Fish report, you're telling me there's a kicker at Hawaii that has not missed the entire year?
He learned how to kick off YouTube. Remember during week one, Kansei Matsuzawa. During week one against Stanford, they were talking all about how he learned how to kick off YouTube, and he came over from Tokyo and literally YouTubed how to kick and has not missed a kick. He's 22 of 22 on field goals, 33 of 33 on PATs. He is 1 of 1 from inside 20, 4 of 4 from 20 to 29, 9 of 9 from 30 to 39. He's hit all 7 from 40 to 49, and he even hit a 52-yarder. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
That is, if he doesn't win, he's got to win a few awards.
He did miss 4 last year.
Those YouTube videos must have been good.
Yeah, he went 12 of 16 last year, and an extra point is 32 of 32. So he's an extra point in field goals the last 2 years. He is 99 of 103.
His nickname is the Tokyo Toe.
I like it, Kinsey.
The Tokyo Toe will be playing in the NFL.
I didn't realize this. He's 6'2 and 200.
He's a unit. He can tackle on kickoffs.
Look at this guy.
NFL's going to love this guy.
Look at this guy. 55 of 55. That's unbelievable. Speaking of unbelievable, some great things going on. ReedyLandCo.com schedules our sponsors our hunting and fish report. And Jonathan Mosco talking a little duck hunting with us today. Good morning, Jonathan. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. Yes, sir. We've got duck season opening up in South Carolina tomorrow. So it's a big weekend, a big week for most of the guys in the office. They're already headed out to their hunt clubs or getting their last minute preparations underway. And it's an exciting time this time of year.
So when I hear duck hunting, what I hear is I've got to have all these clothes on, these waders on. I got to get in this most cold situation ever. But it's going to be warm tomorrow. What does a warm weather weekend do to duck hunting? Does that squash it, or does it have to be cold? Will we see movement in the ducks? What's a big 75-degree day do to duck hunting?
It's probably not going to be the most ideal opening day, but you know, still it's still exciting. You know, ducks like it cold. Usually, the colder the better. So that's why you see all your duck guys in layers and layers of clothes. Especially, if you go out west to Arkansas, Missouri, those places, you'll have ice over the water that you're hunting over at times, and you have to actually go out there and bust open the ice so that the ducks have a place to land and get, a little bit closer in range to where you're hunting from. So it's not the most ideal, but it's definitely going to be a good time.
All right, what do we need to know as far as prep? I would give this to you. While I'm not a duck hunter, I'm smart enough to know that when I play golf, I called Jinx and said, Jinx, give me the warmest gear because I need it for golf. And I know duck hunters have the best gear when it comes to cold weather, and he gave me some really cool wool ideas through all that with the underlayers. But what do I need to know about preparation for duck hunting?
Yeah. So I would say first and foremost, because this is a waterfowl and ducks are a migratory bird, you definitely need to double check on your licensing. Sometimes that can be confusing. It's not just like deer hunting where you get, a set of tags and your normal hunting and fishing license and you're good to go. You need a couple other things just to double check on. Obviously, you need your South Carolina hunting license, but you also need your South Carolina migratory waterfowl permit, which is an additional add-on to that. In addition to that, you need your federal migratory bird stamp. And then lastly, not least, is if you're hunting a public land or hunting from a boat or going on public land of some nature, you need a WMA permit as well. So just a few things to double check that you've got before you go out. Another thing to remember is you cannot use lead shells like you would for rabbit or dove or anything of that nature. You have to use steel. Some folks are shifting over to some other metals called bismuth or tungsten. Those are acceptable as well, but just cannot be lead shells.
All right. Now, as far as can I, because I see different kinds of duck hunting, do I have to be in a blind? Can I be in a boat? Can I be in waders? What do I need to know about how and where to hunt?
Yep. So a lot of guys, if they're especially if they're hunting on private land, they have a duck blind that they've already outfitted with natural vegetation as camouflage, and you know they'll be anywhere from 4 to 6 or 8 guys depending on how big the blind is. And when when you set up to decoys out in front of you on the water, probably anywhere from 20-30 yards out, you know you're calling them in, you're hitting them with the call, they're circling, then they'll get a little closer and a little closer, and it gets a little more exciting, and then as I like to call it, when they put on their landing gear, that's when everybody tries to knock them down. But if you're hunting on public water, another thing to remember is, you know, odds are you're in a boat or you're using a boat early in the morning to get where you want to go, and you need to make sure, just like you would be taking your family out on the lake on the summertime, you got all your boating safety things in check and your lights work and all that good stuff too. But you know, you might be hunting from a boat in that sense where the boat is the blind and you've camouflaged your boat a little bit. So just a few things to remember on that as well.
All right. Dogs are awesome. And to me, one of the most exciting things about dove hunting or rabbit hunting or duck hunting is you get to watch these dogs work. Talk to me about the importance of trained dogs and training them right and getting them right and just how vital that is to a duck hunt.
Oh man, yes, it is pretty much art to see a dog work, whether that's duck hunting or retrieving doves, or you know you're going on a quail hunt and you've got some pointers out there. I mean, it is a true art. So my hat's off to the guys who train their dogs or you know invest the time and the money to get them to where they need to be. But it's a time saver is the biggest thing, especially when you're duck hunting. You know, you get a lot of action right at the beginning in the morning. And you want to make sure that, you know, you're not trying to, you know, stumble around in the dark in your waders, you know, trying to retrieve the ducks or trying to, you know, figure out things. And it just makes it a lot simpler and easier for the dog to zip out there real fast, retrieve the duck, and come back. And it is a true work of art to see those dogs work.
All right. How important are decoys?
They are very important. They are very important. It depends on where you're at. So, you know, if you're in a small little timber hole with a you know, kind of more geared for wood ducks, you know, you don't necessarily need, you know, 30 decoys out there per se. You know, you're certainly welcome to do it. But, you know, it helps them. You know, there's also, you know, what they call a line that goes to the decoys, and you can kind of jiggle them around, makes it look like the water's moving, makes it look like there's some live ducks down there. So there's a little bit of skill, a little bit of behind the scenes that you can do to make it look a little more attractive to the guys that are up in the air there circling and looking for a place to land. So it can, there's look kind of like the dogs, a little bit of art to it. There's definitely some strategy, but they are certainly important as well.
All right, I've got one more maybe if I can sneak it in, but let me first ask you, in case we do run out of time, about ReedyLandCo.com. Man, I'm on the site again last night, as I do every Thursday night, and boy, I love some of these properties you guys are showcasing right now.
Man, yes, it is a great time of year. We've got a lot of guys that are, you know, just got some stuff under contract to close by the end of the year. So, you know, if you're toying with the idea of, you know, buying some land, you know, we've got some stuff. If you're thinking about selling some land, we're glad to work with you. We're glad to understand your situation. Or maybe you just don't know anything about land, or you're just curious. You know, maybe you need some improvements done on your land. You know, we've got guys for that too. So, you know, I'd like to think that we're kind of at a crossroads that help a lot of people in a lot of ways, even if they're not specifically trying to buy a tract of land for us or trying to help us sell a tract of land for them. But one thing that we've got right now that we actually just did a price reduction on yesterday is a beautiful farmhouse on 10 acres in the Wren School District. Basically, if you take a triangle between Clemson, Anderson, and Greenville, it's dead in the middle, about 20, 25 minutes to either any of those locations. It backs up to beautiful creek frontage on the 6 and 20 Creek, which feeds into Lake Hartwell. You've also got a beautiful fenced-in pasture out front that you can put your cows, your horses. You can even just put your dogs out there and let them run around during the day as well, in addition to a three-bay car garage with an enclosed loft that also has heating and air. So it's a lot to it, and we're really proud to present that. That is 606 Mountain View Road. If you check it out on our website, ReedyLandCo.com.
I love it, man. Hope you have a great weekend. And I'll talk to the guys about maybe next week what we're going to do, the before, after Thanksgiving. Have a great Thanksgiving, Jonathan. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. One thing, Mickey, I want to end on is a little sample for what y'all will be hearing tomorrow.
All right. I was going to ask about calls, man. I need somebody to teach me that. Let's do that here in the next couple of weeks. I love it, buddy. have a great week and a happy Thanksgiving.
All righty. Y'all as well. Happy
good stuff, bye-bye. Jonathan. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Military Appreciation Day. We got a couple of great guests right after this.